The Amazing History of Cinema by Christopher Kenworthy, Mikiro Kato, Jinshi Fuji. Recorded by Kimberly Forsyth. Published by Seibido. 1. First Images. The earliest known shows featuring moving action used cut-out puppets to make shadows. In medieval times, these shows were popular all over the Far East, but puppets from Java were especially admired. The puppets used in shadow shows were flat, so that they cast a clear image when lit from behind. They were cut from thin leather, which could be painted and made to throw a colored shadow. Each puppet was articulated beautifully, so that the arms and legs could move independently. The operators, who moved the limbs with sticks, stood at one side of a white screen. Behind them was a bright light which threw the shadows of the puppets onto the screen. The audience sitting on the other side of the screen could see the shadows and the sticks, but not the operators. Skilled operators could handle two puppets at a time. Shadow shows came to Europe in the 18th century, when, in 1776, a shadow theater opened in Versailles, near the palace of the King of France. The theater was so successful that another one opened in Paris 8 years later. Projecting images. Early devices for projecting a realistic image were often ingenious. From the 16th century onwards, the camera obscura, meaning darkroom, became popular in Europe. It was based on the principle that if light enters a dark box or room through a tiny hole, an upside-down image of the scene outside appears on the opposite surface from the hole. The first camera obscuras were light-proof, portable boxes. They were used by artists to throw an image which was then traced onto paper to produce working sketches. Some of the later camera obscuras were complete rooms in which one or more mirrors were often used between the hole and the opposite surface to make the image appear the right way up. Optical toys. Early scientists used mirrors and lenses of various kinds to form images. The first projected image using a lens was from a device known as a magic lantern, invented by a Jesuit monk called Athanasius Kircher. We know that magic lanterns were in use in the 17th century because the diarist Samuel Pepys described one in 1666 with great wonder. Mr. Reeves did also bring a lantern with pictures in glass to make strange things to appear on a wall, very pretty. A magic lantern consisted of a lantern whose light was directed through a long tube like a gun barrel. The very first magic lanterns had no lenses, but a Dutch scientist called Christian Huygens developed the idea by putting a lens inside the tube to focus the light. Images painted onto glass were slid into the tube through a slot, and when the light fell through them, an upside-down image was projected onto a white wall in a darkened room. To make them appear the right way up, the slides were inserted upside down. Magic lanterns are still used today, although they are now called slide projectors.